Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and a very angry gnome. Sorry, Jimmy. I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and we have a full table of players with no tea caddy. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Too soon.
I'm gone for one episode and you lose the caddy.
It was taken from us.
Yeah, no, Grace is back with us today, but we are also welcoming back
Grace.
Robbie Bellicom from Flintlocks and Fireball.
Woo! Yay!
Robbie's back!
But yes, no, I hear something has been stolen from you.
Oh, no.
Then let's cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative. Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every roll.
A hero rises inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is No Small Roles.
So, Alfie the alchemical arsonist entered the knotted strings and immediately approached the party, curious as to how Aggie worked. With some brief introductions about how they'd burned down one place and intended to burn down another place, they were interrupted by a concerned friend, Agala, eager to know if Alfie had the Book of Research on them. A bad lie gave the game away, but Agala left, and the party took Alfie into an alleyway for the full story. It seemed that they had somehow become embroiled with the Hex and had developed a way to mass-produce frosting using some particular fungi enzymes, but on realizing what it could be used for, had decided to burn down their workshop. They pointed out other Hex hideouts in the city, believing one of them to be a mushroom-growing facility. The party agreed to help and hid the Book of Research in Juna's tea caddy, unknowingly being watched from afar. As they made their way through the city, they were trailed, and after a series of attempts to hide from their pursuers and lead them astray, Juna, Alfie, and Orin collided with another Hex member, who snatched the tea caddy and ran. Enkidu and Gaius, having split from the party, managed to apprehend Agala and watched as another pursuer walked away. Juna, Alfie, and Orin, however, threw spell after spell at the fleet-footed halfling Flash, but lost sight of him for just a second, and as Juna caught up to him with a shocking grasp, he grinned and admitted that he didn't have it. And that's where we pick up.
So annoying!
But enjoy, he is lying on the floor.
Juna, you've had a week to get over it.
I'll never get over this.
Yeah. They're lying on the floor in front of you, like, badly hurt. They've got acid scars, they've got burn scars. They've been electrocuted, but still kind of look smug, Juno.
I've been dreaming of this. Okay. I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
Yeah.
And then
this is your new Patreon spell.
Which is, yeah, thank you, patrons
great
of the
shout,
Patreon.
Great shout.
And then I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay, so how does Zone of Truth work? Talk me through that one.
Zone of Truth, which I have up.
Is it concentration, though?
Zone of Truth is not concentration.
Oh, she's done some research.
Yeah.
She's thought about this.
I have been thinking of this. It is a 15-foot radius sphere centered at the point of my choice, which is this person.
Mm-hmm. Do they have to make a save for Zone of Truth?
It's the first time I've used it. A charisma saving throw.
Charisma. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just an 8.
Yep.
Is Alfie also in that zone at this point, though?
I feel like Alfie is always in that zone.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, that's not good.
Juno will give you all a heads up.
Yeah, so yeah, Alfie and Orin
maybe not you,
running
Alfie, actually.
Up.
Maybe not Alfie.
Charisma save, that's 8.
Yes, so is Alfie.
Nice.
And then cast Detect Thoughts specifically on this person.
Oh, interesting.
I'm assuming I can do that because only one's concentration.
Yeah, so once you've set up Zone of Truth, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. So their sort of surface level thoughts are very, okay. Casting more spells. What are they going to do?
Yep.
Going to stab me? Going to stab me.
Before I start asking questions, I'm going to try and go deeper with Detect Thoughts.
Ooh.
So that is a Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. Which was just a 5.
Yeah, great. Lovely.
Very badly hurt. This poor, white-haired halfling lying on the floor. Just like, aww. Oh, God.
I'd feel sorry for them if they hadn't just stolen the tea caddy. So Juno is going to be, right up in their grill, being like, who'd you give it to? Where is it? What are you going to do with that, DM?
He doesn't say anything out loud. But then as you're listening into their mind and especially pushing deeper.
Yeah.
There is resistance of I don't know what spell, asking me questions. And then you just get a flash of of an image of somebody.
Okay.
Curly brown hair, human.
Green robe.
Green tunic.
Suspiciously like a mustache. Dungeon master.
Suspiciously, if you had to name the image of the person that you saw, you try to give them the name Baby David.
Yeah.
Think of the most beautiful face.
Like a noble shepherd.
Yeah, it entirely matches the description. Well, thank you, I think. Yeah, it completely matches the description of Hoot that Alfie had given you beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see this brief image of as Flash has come running around the corner of shoving it into Hoot's hands and Hoot disappearing into the ground.
And where is Hoot now? In what direction have they gone?
Is that you asking or?
Asking out loud, yeah.
Again, there's no response.
What?
No verbal response.
They didn't say anything.
But especially as you're pushing deep into your mind, you just see rolls of carpets.
Oh no.
Not again.
Oh no.
And where specifically in this town are these rolled up carpets?
Oh no, says Orin.
Oh, I know where there's some carpets.
What was that, Alfie?
There's a carpet factory. That's where Malleus was. Yes. Oh, they could be taken. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, we can't let Malleus get the book. I didn't tell you before, but I probably should mention it now. I'm feeling very talkative, I must say.
Flash on the floor is like, Alfie, you traitor, come on.
What?
Alfie, you're good. You be quiet.
See, in this book, there was something I found that I didn't tell anyone about yet. But I think I found a way to make this. So this, what was it called? Frosting stuff. You know, it makes people very relaxed and very happy, I suppose. Yes, they can't actually do any harm. It's great, lovely. Except, I think I found a way to get around that. Just briefly, it's a little more potent, you might say. You could actually hurt themselves while using it, or others. You could get someone to do just about anything, really. So I didn't think that sounded very good, so I wrote it in the book, but I didn't tell anyone, you see, because I thought it might be good not to say it out loud. Now I'm saying it out loud. I still think it's not good to say it out loud.
I think maybe if you just take...
I think, Alfie, you should maybe stop talking.
Yeah. Okay. I think maybe take a step to the left so that
to the left.
Go outside the zone of truth.
A step to the right. Deeper into the zone of truth.
Do you know what? Like, lightly grasp. Lightly grasp Alfie and be like, I think it's best you just stand there. But very helpful.
I feel much better here. You're right.
Yeah.
Then she's going to turn back to the Spike from Buffy guy and be like, is this true?
I'm not talking. And all you hear in his head is like, yes, yes. Oh God, Alfie, why have you told them?
Juna turns around and says, do we need any more information off this person?
Where were they all trying to go?
Where are you all trying to go?
Again, like there's a flash in their head of just that sort of carpet. And again, it's a little bit more fleshed out. You see, it's almost like barn doors that they're walking into with a few carts in and rolls of carpets up on the side and some of them in these wagons. And that's the image that you get. But it's like, are you in my head?
No. But do you know anything about barns and carpets?
Yes, actually.
as the three of you kind of stood there, you do notice that a few guard-looking types approach, especially as like, you know, this is all happening in the middle of quite a busy street. Sort of like push through the crowd and it's like, is everything all right here? Cause a bit of commotion. This chap looks quite injured.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
Yes.
Yes.
He was attacking us. I think you should probably arrest him.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to mug an old lady.
I mean, it looks like the old lady got the upper hand, eh?
Yeah, it's embarrassing for him.
I mean, it is a little bit, but I mean, you've done a lot of damage to him. How do I know that you guys are...
I didn't do that damage. None of us did.
All right, well, step back. If the three of you could just step back for a moment. Yep. Step back, all of yous.
You can ask him yourself.
Why is that then?
Because you're a guard.
Yeah. No one would lie to a guard.
That is very nice of you to think, but a lot of people do. all right, you on the floor. What'd you say? What'd he do?
Stole from us.
Yeah.
Did you steal from them? And again, Flash is just lying on the floor, like shakes his head. And then like slowly forces a nod. Like he's clearly trying to resist it, but then it's like... but like, it's like trying to push themselves like just closer to a wall, closer away from the guards. And the guard's like, all right, well, he's admitted it, I suppose. well, we'll take him in. Do you all want to come down with us to the precinct as well and just put in a statement?
Yeah, we'll see you there in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, so fine. If you just want to give a statement now, that's fine.
Actually, we've got to find our friends who might be injured.
Yeah.
Oh, do you need any help?
No, we're good. As you can see, this old lady...
If they're injured, we'll come and find you. What's your name, guard?
I mean, technically, they're in the zone of truth now as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
that's true. They would have walked into the zone of truth. That's me looking around for inspiration. The words in front of me.
Alan, but my mother calls me Diddy.
You can call me Constable Coverley.
Constable.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll take this one in then.
Oh, thank you, Constable Coverley.
That's all right. Like, I'm very sorry that he seems to have injured you in some way.
Thank you.
Did you get your stuff back?
No.
Oh, so he's still got it on him?
No.
Potentially. You should give him a thorough check. Were you going to go check on our friends?
Actually,
what'd he steal?
Oren's going to also pat himself down and just check that nothing's been nicked off Oren.
No, nothing has been nicked off of Oren. Yeah, yeah.
He stole my tea.
All right. Your tea. And sort of pats him down, pulls out like a squished sandwich that's kind of wrapped in sort of brown paper and goes, like, your dinner?
No, like tea bags.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude. It seems like an overreaction just for tea bags.
Well, us old ladies, we like what we like.
That's true.
It's quite hard to get Twain tied here in.
Oh, you're part of the festival. Oh, well. It's like Pat's dad goes, well, he doesn't seem to have it, so he must have dropped it somewhere on the way. But you go and find it and I'll take him in.
Yeah.
Picks up Flash and starts marching him through the crowd like handcuffed, but leaves with him.
Let's go.
Down in a different alleyway. Enkidu has a gala... grappled with a short sword to her throat. Gaius has sort of come round to face her down. What are the two of you doing?
Gaius, strip her weapons.
Okay, you. And I'm going to strip her of anything valuable.
Okay. We know about the frosting. We know what it's for. and where it's going. Now, you answer my questions, I let you piss off in peace, unharmed. Understood? Slow nod, my friend.
She gives a very slow nod.
Right. How many hex agents are in the city?
That I know of?
Yeah.
Six others.
It's a rather small number for such an important task.
What's the name of the person you're working for? And me and Enkidu do know the name, but Chris can't remember. Begins with an M.
Malleus.
Malleus.
Yeah, so I just want to see if she's going to lie or not.
She just looks you dead in the eye and says, Malleus Cordnut.
Malleus Cordnut. And whom does he take, or they, take orders from?
I don't know.
Why were you following us?
Just in case.
In case of?
In case you had the book.
And why do you need the book?
To sell it.
To?
I don't know.
Do you know what's in the book?
Yeah. All of Alfie's work.
Well, if you need the book to make more frosting, why do you want to sell it? Don't you want to have a monopoly in your frosting?
It's a grin. We'll copy it first, obviously.
Of course.
Look, we need to know. We need to know, because we're going to go and find that book. We're going to go find your friend's hideout, your boss's hideouts and things, and we're going to right this wrong that you and your friends have come up with in this whole frosting endeavor. But the first thing we need to know is there like a secret entrance or maybe somewhere where we could easily get in there without being seen? And please be aware that my friend's knife was sharpened just after breakfast today.
There's only one way in and out of that place. And that's the front door.
Do I believe her?
Insight check.
Yeah, make an insight check.
Yeah, I think I'll have to.
Ooh, girl.
I don't know shit.
I rolled.
It's a bit harder for you. You like sort of knife to her throat. You're probably standing behind her.
Yeah.
23.
Ooh. 23. Yeah. You get the impression that she just means doors.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of runs through her face. There's like, well, maybe windows. But there's only one door. And that's what she's getting at.
Is it guarded?
Obviously.
By who?
Passwords.
Yeah, passwords, what he just said.
There's no passwords. Anyone that's going in there is known.
Okay. And your friends, the other six, or the other five, sorry, do they have any like special abilities or any tricks up their sleeve? And remember, knife, breakfast.
Yeah. That's why we were hired.
Go on.
She goes, all right. And teleports.
Oh,
mother fudger. That flower
just
plucker.
Just literally like in your arms, Enkidu, there's just a, like, brilliant. It's as if you're suddenly holding smoke. And just at the end of the alleyway, she just holds up a middle finger brilliant. To you both and starts like running away into the crowd.
I cast Hold Person.
Oh. Eldritch Blast.
yeah, amazing. Okay, so does she need to make a save for Hold Person?
Yeah, she needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
18 altogether.
Yeah, she beats my thing.
Make your attack rolls for Eldritch Blast.
22 and an 18.
They're both hit.
Good.
That's a 6 and a 5.
Okay. Yeah, both of them hit, and there's a brief stumble as sort of she runs away down the alleyway. But even as the two of you go after her, like as you sort of edge around the corner of the alleyway, you just see like another puff of smoke and you don't know which way she's teleported.
I look up to the roofs.
Make a perception check.
16.
No, you don't see anybody on the roofs.
Damn.
That's fine. I was going to kill her anyway, but there's no point chasing her down. I'm pretty sure Alfie knows the location of the main hideout where Malleus is. We should find the others, get there quick, destroy the place before she can warn the others.
Maybe we should go back to a place where they know, so we'll go back to the Knotted Strings and we'll meet up with Carhilda.
Yeah, fair point. I'm a bit concerned we've left her all alone when all this is happening. All right, let's go.
What have you been up to whilst everybody's been out? Obviously, like, they did worry you a little bit, being like, oh, we're just going to have to, like, you know, stealth across and burn down a place. We'll be back soon.
I love the montage of utter chaos and then Gwendolyn, like, I'll have another daiquiri.
I've been saving the table, having the drinks, making sure they're all drunk up. I've had the tea, but I'm still buzzed.
Yeah.
A couple of people have tried taking chairs away from the table. Just a bit, oh, can we just have one of these chairs?
No. These chairs are for my friends. Unless you'd like to be my friend, you can come join me because I'm a bit lonely, actually.
No, it's all right, thanks.
Okay, well, maybe later.
But it's not long, actually. It's probably only about 20 minutes, half an hour of you being sat there that the others start arriving back in the knotted strings.
See, I told you I had friends. What's going on? I think my ankle is feeling a bit better now, so I could probably join you all, and I'm feeling really ready for adventure.
DM, have we gone back as well?
Yeah, just for ease of everything.
Cool.
I'm assuming that you would have Enkida would have come past you to get back to the knotted strings, cool. Or like whether or not you just turn there yourself. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Cheers, Sonia.
We relay our story to Gwendolyn.
Wow.
Oh,
that
goodness.
Is a lot of stuff. And we have a new friend. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Would you like... Oh, no, I drank them all. Sorry.
It was probably for the best. I shouldn't drink, really.
No, neither should I.
No. Do things explode around you as well?
No. Do they explode around you?
When I drink, yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
And Kiyadi's gone to the bar to get a big tankard of water for Gwendolyn.
Oh. And Guy gets all excited and he like rummages around his person and then rummages around Orin and then rummages around Gwen and then or whoever has eventually got the wand of lesser restoration and is like, oh, yeah, maybe this?
Oh, what, on Carhilda?
Yeah.
I mean, just yeah.
Do it.
I'm fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do it.
Sober up before you go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. And I'll just point the wand at her.
Nothing happens.
Oh, damn it.
I'm better. Let's go.
What the hell? Enkidu, you try and I'll throw him the wand.
Oh, have you done the level thing? 4 lesser restoration?
Oh, yeah, it's because I didn't have the spell. Well, do I have to have it?
You have to carve the thing in.
Oh, right, yeah,
I'll
sure.
I'll be fine. Look, I'll drink some of the water.
Here's the water, and I press the digitate it to make it taste like a strawberry daiquiri. Like, hey, have another daiquiri.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just shout over to the bar, like, have you got any toast? Any toast over there?
I'll carve the symbol into the wand and hand it back to Gaius. Like, it's probably better if you cast it.
I don't have a spell slot.
You what?
What?
You've used them all.
I used my one. Is it not a level 4, is it?
No, I don't think
that's so. Isn't it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was level 4, Daryl.
Yeah, it's only because Daryl can only use level 4.
I can only cast it at level 4. And I only have two
warlock spell slots.
I do have a level 2, so I will like cast it at Gwendolyn.
Mm-hmm. And Kiri, can you just make a very quick arcana check?
Oh, gosh.
Because you've carved in the symbol, haven't you?
Natural 20.
Ah, amazing. Ooh.
Okay, that's cool. That's fine then.
Minus one.
Yeah, so you very quickly grab it, like, yeah, with the end of your knife, mark it on, and it is like the perfect replication of the symbol. In which case, the wand activates Gaius as you sort of put your musical energy into it. And Gwendolyn, yeah, you do feel less drunk. Mm. Like the hangover side of things, you're still a little bit tipsy, but like the... It's like you hadn't had all of those drinks and you'd maybe only had one.
Huh. Yeah. No, I just only feel slightly flirty now. So I think that's, yeah, I feel a bit more balanced and just...
Alfie, that's quite normal for me.
Okay. I don't think I've ever felt flirty.
Oh.
I don't think I know how.
We should drink sometime, but probably not now. We need to get the caddy back, right?
We do. Yes.
We need to go.
Yes. The book.
Oh, yeah.
And by this point, Juna has obviously told everyone what
the deal is.
The deal is, yeah.
Right. Carpet warehouse, then?
To the rug factory.
Alfie, you know where this is, don't you?
Yes, it's on the map. It's just here. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on. There's a route. I can see that we can get there.
Right. Let's go.
We go.
We'll use all of the features.
Yes. We have backgrounds. Yeah. And we will abuse them.
So all of you gather on in and start booking your way across the city. Would you rather take a ferry or walk across the bridge?
Oh.
Walk across. I vote for walking across the bridge rather than getting trapped on a ferry.
Let's walk across the bridge. Mm. Yeah. And also see how anyone's doing with the competition if we're walking across that bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So Alfie, yesterday, Gwen entered, Carhilda entered a competition and she had to jump across all of these, as they're walking across, all of these like poles and get a key. And she won a spoon, she did.
Ooh. Guy was an otter.
Gwen shows off the spoon whilst giving evils to the platform that broke her ankle.
Nice. And yeah, as you're walking past, somebody does like jump across and fall straight over into the water.
Yeah,
that's what Enkidu did, Alfie, yesterday.
I think it was only earlier today, by the way, Gina, just so you...
Enkidu's hearing none of this as he is incredibly like anxious to like get to the hex and
keep moving,
destroy them. Can I make a perception check to see if anyone else is like falling or saw anything flying over there?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Can I give him an advantage with that because I'm helping?
Yeah, yeah. Advantage for Enkidu.
That's an 11 and a 17.
17. Yeah, no, you're fairly confident that nobody is following you at this point.
Okay.
It seems that the assumption that you can make is that they've got what they want, so they've left you alone.
Right.
How very hex-like of them.
But it probably takes, even with Orin sort of cutting through alleyways, and again, you feel like you're climbing through someone's garden. Mm. You scare a few cats that were not expecting a group of people to come like round the corner.
That's a very healthy looking potato plant.
And as you, with Alfie sort of pointing the way, and Orin getting there even faster, it still takes you about an hour of like making your way through the city.
Right.
Can I be casting a ritual during that hour?
Not whilst you're moving, unfortunately, no.
I thought I'd try.
Always worth asking. But the other thing is all your herbs are in the tea caddy. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Tea caddy is stuffed full of lavender.
Yeah.
We really do put all our eggs in one basket, don't we?
Yeah.
So as you're approaching, are you discussing a battle plan? Are you...
Yes.
Well... The last time we went into a carpet place, someone threw something at us, so I feel like we should hold our breath.
Frosting.
They were like frosting bombs, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ollie,
yeah.
Did you make masks before, or am I misremembering things?
Are you thinking of a global pandemic?
But like, no joke, that actually would be really useful.
I don't think I did last time.
Oh, no.
That's a good idea.
Can you possibly conjure up?
Alfie, is there anything you know or... Yeah. Any hints and tips you can give us?
Frosting. I mean, I can get rid of the effect.
You can get rid of the effect.
Yeah.
How
would that require you to do like an action to do that?
Oh yes, it's not something that just happens automatically. I've got this. I can't do it very often. I just mix up the right things.
Whoa.
I'm quite good with. I mean, it's a form of poison, and I'm pretty good with poisons.
I think it's a really good idea, definitely, to have you on hand. So, like, you know, if we do get frosted, definitely you could be there to help us straight away.
Yes, and unless someone told me not to, at which point I might just not.
Yeah, I do actually think it's a really good idea, though, for us to actually have masks on our faces if we are going in there.
Yeah. I have a certain tolerance to a certain degree of poison to a certain level. I'm not sure how I do against frosting, but...
didn't do us very much good last time. Or is this a new thing, Enkidu?
Amazing.
Change.
New intolerance to poison. I guess frosting is a kind of poison if it alters your kind of like mental faculties. But what we've been told is that there is going to be guarded. There's only one entrance through the front. So they are going to be waiting for us. And the quickest way to disable us as a group is to just lob a bunch of frosting at us. I don't need to breathe either. So if it's a gas, it won't affect me, would it? David's like, fuck.
Have we got a fishbowl or something with us? We could fill it with water, and then I could... I've actually come up with like this little I guess I don't really know what I'm calling it yet. Scuba kit or something? I don't know. And I could stick my head in a fishbowl full of water. And then actually, I reckon with this kit like I've made, I could probably just breathe in the water instead. And then I wouldn't have to breathe in the air. And then the frosting wouldn't get in.
Right.
We don't have a fishbowl.
No,
I left the one I was drinking out of back at the Knotted Strings.
Oh, we should have brought that.
Sorry.
I think as we go in, we just hold our breath. And then yeah. We've got, Enkidu's got his stuff and Alfie's got our back, I hope.
I've got a certain amount of stuff I can do. I've got a couple of, I can make it like harder to be poisoned.
Ooh.
I tend to take that before I'm mixing up anything. I tend to make mistakes and then there's gas in the air and then it just gets messy. But I can make it harder for you to, but only twice more. Only twice more today. I think I've got two more of them. Somewhere.
When you're in the lab, is there anything like equipment you use specifically to like avoid during?
That would be very sensible.
Hmm.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't have that before.
No, but I should. I just tend to pass out and then wake up a few hours later, and sometimes I'm a funny colour.
Oh wow!
Oh,
but think how much you've learnt.
I know exactly.
You guys, breaking my heart.
Okay. Guy's going to get his, like, dagger out and just rip into his cloak, his blue, like, tattered cloak, and just, like, rip out, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strips that can make, a sort of, like, a big enough, reverse bandana, almost.
Mm. I've got two protection from poisons I could do today, and then I'm out of second-level spells.
Well, if you'd rather keep it just in case, like, I don't want to be taking things from you that you might need later.
I could always use it as long as once you are poisoned, as it were, then give it to you and then we'd get rid of it immediately.
That's a good idea.
That sounds good.
As long as we don't
all pass out. That was the problem before, wasn't it? That there was Guy was there to sort of rescue us.
Mm. So I guess like keep spread out, don't be too clumped together. The problem
all
with that though
together.
Is yeah, but the problem is, though, guys, is that they told us, and probably you can verify this, Alfie, is like, there aren't any, like, secret passages or secret entrances, right? It's just, like, windows and one door.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Mm. I mean, we could set fire to it. No, that's probably a stupid idea.
I mean,
No, that's what we're going to do from the first place. We just bomb it from the outside.
I did think a little bit, a spot of arson might be in order.
Well, then we wouldn't need to go in at all, maybe. Or we can do it from a distance.
Smoke them out.
We need to get the caddy back, though, don't we?
Yes.
Absolutely. But I imagine if you set fire to a building, I mean, Alpha, you've probably done more experiments on this, but I imagine people sort of run out of it.
They do tend to. And then I tend to get thrown out of organisations because I've burnt to the ground.
I think that bridge, as it were, is burnt already.
Yes.
But don't burn the bridge. Just so
I'm
you.
So good at burning bridges.
There's a big competition going on over there at the moment, so they really wouldn't appreciate that.
Yes,
probably
and then
right
I
now,
have to I'll get think, the ferry, and I do get awfully seasick.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And ferries are quite flammable.
I can't swim at all.
Oh, we should work on that. But if we set fire to the building, wait for them to come out, and then pounce.
One problem with that, though, buddy, is that like if we set fire to buildings, I'm pretty sure those guards that were really friendly with us back there are not going to be so friendly.
True.
Like, we want to keep this sort of incognito in terms of, like, the authorities, but we just want to get in there, grab our stuff, and go.
Right.
Do we want to try and look like people? I mean, this Flash is not going to be anywhere near there, we hope, because they've been taken by the guards. So one of us could go in as Flash.
Mm. Might be a way to start.
Yeah.
Oren, can you accurately draw what this Flash looks like? And maybe Gaius can turn, or maybe Miss Septhorne can turn into them.
I couldn't just turn into them.
Oh, you could as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, problem is, though, Flash was a halfling, and, like, he was about yay, and he gestures with his hand.
That's not an issue.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, well, that solves that. But then problem is this. Oren goes in, boom. Hey, I'm Flash. How's it going, guys? And then what?
We set fire to everything.
No, we can't.
Oren's inside, that's bad.
You're thinking endgame?
Yeah, I'm not inside.
And I love that.
Flash says he can say that he's going to take over the guard. I mean, how many people do they have guarding this door, Alfie?
Do I have any idea? Mm. I mean, if any of them were hidden, I wouldn't notice.
No, I feel like Alfie wouldn't know the inner workings of the carpet factory, unfortunately. like aware of it, yeah, but has never actually gone there themselves. Yeah.
Orin did ever such a good job before when he was impersonating that person that we don't like in that other place.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm. So maybe he can go in, say, hey, you lot, take a break.
Oh, that was last time we were in a carpet place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if they take a break, then that's our moment to get in.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's the signal if things go bad in there, Orin?
Oh, I set fire to it.
Yes, perfect.
Fine. Also, this is a really left field question, guys. I'm really sorry about this. Does anyone have any jewellery?
I mean, does Kral's finger on a piece of string count as jewellery?
I've got a couple of keys.
Not for what I need, no.
What do you need?
Something like a gem. Something.
Oh.
Worth a few hundred gold.
No, sorry.
Nope.
Juna like holds her quarterstaff with the like amethyst orb on the end very close to her and says no.
Except Thorn, I would never. No, 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 no. I would never. No, it's a very dark spell that I've not had the chance to try out anyway. I would never use anything that precious to you to use it. No, it's fine.
Thank you, Enkidu.
Then I won't use it. Just in case.
We are so very poor.
Okay, just to revise the plan slightly. Dunno. What happens if I went in as Flash with Alfie?
Ooh.
And was like, oh, I've got Alfie. They've had a change of heart. They're going to work with us again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am very good at lying. Oh.
How valuable is Alfie if they've already got the book? They have the book. They don't need Alfie, do they?
But they can't understand anything in Alfie's book. Alfie, didn't you say that all your book is in code? They won't be able to understand a word, will they?
True.
It would save them a lot of time if I was helping. That's certainly true.
Okay, I'm going to say this now, just because I think the like truth is an important thing here, but you are terrible at lying, my friend.
Oh dear, am I?
Like, really bad.
If I went in and pretended to be Alfie? I'm quite fine with lying.
I mean, that's quite clever, actually. I'm just saying, if we could have like a quick like action montage of like us teaching you how to lie to like an inspirational theme tune, that would be definitely the thing I'd love to do.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Roll for montage.
or Alfie, if you just try not to say
anything
too much.
Anything.
Or anything not true, maybe. Just, you know, just be yourself. But, you know, maybe...
Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, okay. No.
It's not done very well so far.
Just agree with Orin. Just go, and just keep your mouth shut and just nod or shake. That's good.
Agreeing with Orin is a very...
I'm very good at shaking.
Ah, there you go.
Beautiful. I think this is a foolproof plan.
I think you're ready, Alfie.
Okay, so we're going in together. I'm going to be Hoot.
Flash.
No,
Flash.
No, you're going to be Flash. Orin, do we need to do a montage with you?
Yeah, can we do another training montage with me, please?
You are Flash.
I'm Flash, and remind me what Flash sounded like.
Flash said so few lines.
White hair, halfling, it's slip back and shaved sides.
Yeah, but what do they sound like?
I don't know.
Kind of vaguely Cockney, maybe. I don't know.
Vaguely
like
Cockney.
A bit
I think
of an
I changed
arsehole.
The voice halfway through. So
excellent.
Bit of a flower plucker, right, Juna?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm going to go up to Alfie and say, you've got this, Alfie, and give you more guidance. 1d4 when you need it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go in. We're going to say... what we're trying to do? We're trying to get the tea caddy back?
Yes.
Or are we trying to distract them?
I mean, if they...
Yes. So you can sneak
if
in?
I'm there to help translate, if they can bring me the caddy and the journal, that... Yes.
Yes.
And then
and
we...
And then, what, we nick it?
And set everything on fire.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
Yes.
Let's go.
Just before they go in as well, I would just like finally just say, you know what, Alfie? You know, I believe in you, buddy. I believe you can lie. I believe you can defeat the sky. Lie all the time for us. And you'll have inspiration, bardic inspiration as well.
Gwendolyn was doing some like backup clicks and like just getting into the groove.
And are we going to just sort of look in through the window and back them up if they need it?
Yeah, I'd rather you were pretty nearby.
Yeah, I think we might need it.
Yeah, because this is going to go wrong.
As close as we can get without... You know, giving the game away.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna message Orin RE:, so that he can just reply to that if he needs to.
Has Enkidu got a pass without a trace left?
How long's it been since we've met Alfie?
A couple of hours
then
by this point.
It's not here. I mean, I could cast it again, but at risk.
Might get a giant exclamation mark over your head.
Nah.
Cool. There's nothing more we can give them, is there?
I have these potions. I don't know what they do. The labels fell off. But if anyone wants to try them...
goodness sake.
Oh, I'm tempted.
Oh.
I've got two if anyone wants one.
I'll take one. Ooh.
What might they do?
Oh, I'd have to roll to find out.
I mean, I'll happily have one. I'm always up for an experiment.
Yeah. I'll drink anything.
Excellent. Have one each.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
Shall I drink one now? Or shall I leave it till we're in the middle of something?
And Kian is just watching Orin from behind at the corner of his eye, just like, just still, just waiting.
Orin will smell the potion to see if he recognises the smell.
I won't know what it does until I roll on a table. So.
Oh, no.
It kind of smells chemically.
Oh, well, that's quite strong. Okay, tell you what, I'll pop it in my pocket for now. Might need it later.
Same.
Orin will pocket a random potion. Thank you, Alfie.
So as you all approach the building, you find yourselves in good vantage points of streets nearby. Orin, you disguise yourself as Flash.
Yeah, I am using Alter Self, so it's a slightly upgraded version of my previously used disguise self.
Nice.
So still using his disguise self projector, I'm going to imagine, but this time it's much more solid. So this time it literally appears that he has assumed a completely different form and his size transforms.
Amazing.
And everything.
So yeah, you are the perfect replica of Flash, pre being singed, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And
I imagine he transforms first, singed, and then he's like, oh, hang on. And then...
But then, yeah, everybody else takes up positions with views of some windows. The building itself is like a two-story building with quite a wide barn door on one side. Mirrors all around, but they're all clouded over a little bit. So whilst you can see shapes and things, you can't see exactly what's happening inside. And yeah, like I say, it's just a two-story building, quite a squat thing, completely unassuming in around the other warehouse-type buildings in the area. Alfie and Orin, you both approach the door.
Should we just knock? Knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
Yep, after a brief moment, a little hatch in the door swings open, and you see Heisa. What does Heisa look like?
Oh no, more people.
More people.
Half-orc?
Yeah.
Very tall and burly.
Nice.
And let's write down pronouns now before I forget. But again, defaulting to the they, them. There we go.
Yeah, so this half-orc is sort of staring out of this hatch. Clocks you first, Alfie. Frowns.
I wave.
Looks back at Flash. What's going on?
Brought them back.
Why?
Thought they could help with the book. Not going to say it all out here, am I?
You're not going to burn the place down, they say, looking back at you, Alfie.
No.
I'm just saying it. Don't trust them, Flash.
I mean, I don't either. But they're useful.
All right. You, keep your hands where I can see them. Opens the door, and the two of you walk on in to a barn-like space. There are two wagons already filled with carpets, both of them with a horse attached to the front, just grazing away at some hay that's been laid out in front of them.
Oh no, we can't burn horses.
We can't burn the building down, can we? We can't set fire to another horse.
Do it.
To the right side of the room, there are sets of steps close to the door, but also at the far end as well, up to a little platform. And that platform has got rows of carpets already laid along it. And at the far end of the room is another door or an open space into a different room. And Heister just kind of knocks his head, gesturing over to proceed as far into the room as you can, closing the door behind the both of you.
Okay. Yep. We'll proceed into the room.
Yep.
Looking around in a nonchalant way like I've seen it all before, but also trying to look around.
Yeah. As you make your way around into the next space, it's a very long room with a couple of tables, a couple of chests tucked under each of those tables. And on top of the tables are rolled out carpets. Ooh. That seemingly, like, whilst nobody is doing it right at this moment, you can see that people have been sewing these carpets together. stitching them and making them themselves. They're like little workbenches.
Ah.
Whilst there isn't anybody working at the moment, Hoot is sat at the far one. Sees you both come in. He's like, ooh, right? Oh, Alfie?
Hello. Yes.
Gave us a bit of the runaround earlier, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. They tried to make some new friends.
Well, not the best of ideas, is it?
No.
No. Mal's just upstairs if you want to go talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Where's their notebook?
Oh, yeah, up there with Mal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Come on, you.
Okay.
I'm watching you in any matches.
No matches.
You proceed down the room. Who is watching the two of you?
I will follow slightly behind Alfie, like Alfie knows where they're going and I don't, but trying to make it look like I'm leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly obvious for this one, only that it's a very open room and there you can see stairs at the far end.
Okay, in which case I'll be like, in front of me where I can see your hands.
However, what you can also see is at the bottom of these stairs is a gate.
A gate?
Oh, no.
And the two of you reach the gate. And it's locked.
What? It's locked?
Yeah. So it's like an open wooden staircase type of a thing, with bars down one side that you can see that it's stairs, but the gate at the bottom of the stairs is locked.
And this is the way we've been told to go?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Orin is going to pull out his thieves' tools very, very surreptitiously.
Mm-hmm.
And just try and open the gate. If you can.
Can you first of all make a sleight of hand check, please?
Yes.
Abracalad.
Abracalad, you can do that.
I'm going to flash a genius, that bad boy. to get me up to a 16.
Can I also flash of genius it?
Oh,
double flash.
21.
Yes.
Oh, that was so
wonderful,
Goblin.
Oh my god.
That is a 21.
What do each of your individual flash of geniuses look like?
I think it's probably distracting in this case. I think maybe I trip over and drop a vial that doesn't break or explode, and it's just a good sort of moment of distraction.
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been nasty. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, and Hoot is definitely like,
you be careful. And then Orin will use that as his opportunity to go like, hands where I can see them, Alfie, as he fiddles with the lock in that moment to try and get it to work.
Yeah, and in that moment, it does. It just clicks.
Come on then. Orin makes a bit of a show of putting a key back in his pocket. Jangles some coins.
Yeah.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. Hello, Crumpets. We hope you're enjoying special guest Robbie Bellacom being on the show as much as we are. They'll be joining us for the next episode of No Small Questions, so do make sure you send us your queries for them when we do the question call out on our social media. You probably want more Robbie Bellacom in your life, right? Well, then go check them out as would-be privateer Scamp in Flintlocks and Fireballs. We have a new patron this week, so big shout out to William Moss. We are so grateful for your support. Big love and big rolls to you. Now, dear listener, if you've never checked out our Patreon, it is a wonderful place where you can take part in polls, get early access to episodes, listen to No Small Talk, where we have post-game debriefs. You can access David's amazing subclasses, and more recently, he has been releasing Stories of Dulamir. These are stories from the campaign that started David and Vicky's D&D journey all those years ago. And it's a fab way of getting a wider knowledge of the world we play in. We also have the first episode of our Woden Isle adventure DM'd by Ben Galpin and with special guest superfan Sam Oakes available, with episode 2 coming out on the Patreon in a week or two. As always, we would love it if you would rate and review us on places like iTunes and Podchaser, wherever you like to do your reviews. It makes such a difference in helping more people find our show. But that's all from me for now. Let's get you back into the action.
The two of you make your way up the stairs, just slowly and surely. Hoot watches as the gate clicks shut at the bottom of
the... Can Orange shut it in such a way that it doesn't lock behind them?
Make another sleight of hand check.
Okay, that's better. 19.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll say you do. And Hoot, it still makes a click noise as it pulls in, but how is it that you've, like, stopped it from actually locking?
I think he just wedges a little tiny bit of paper in between the locking mechanism and where it would go flush into the kind of the door frame.
Yeah.
Just so there's a little bit of paper, and if you just pull that in the door at the same time, that's just going to open right back up again.
Amazing. So yeah, you set it up, but like I say, it still does make a click noise. So Hoot's like completely stops like listening to you again, sits back down at the desk he was at. You make your way to the top of the stairs, and there are two doors.
Do I have any idea which one it would be?
Would you?
Would I know?
Make a perception check. I'll say you can do it with advantage because Oren is also there.
Okay, that's 17, so 15.
Ooh, 15?
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So it takes you a brief moment and you do start moving towards one of the doors until you hear Mal's voice, Malleus's voice from the other room.
No, that door.
Okay, this one?
That one, yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing? Are you walking straight in?
Anything I need to know about Mal?
Anything I know that would be useful.
What do you know about Malleus? They're dangerous. You have actually seen them in a fight, and it was not pretty for the other person. Mm. Apart from that, you know that, you know, they're suave enough and like charming enough that they convinced you to come and work on this project, but you know, also fairly business minded. So you can imagine that the aggression that you saw in a tavern brawl one night can also be applied to how they probably like work business wise. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I thought a very charming and nice person to start with, and then not so much, actually. I'm not a good judge of character. I'll be honest, I think.
Okay. Good to know.
But pretty tough in a fight. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay, well, I reckon two of us are obviously probably pretty good in a fight, too. Let's not get into a fight with them.
Do you have any weapons? I don't have any weapons.
Do you want one?
No! Oh, goodness, no!
Okay, no. You stick with your chemicals. Right, okay. Come on, Alfie, let's do this. I'm going to go up and confidently knock on the door.
The conversation stops inside. You just hear... Come.
I'll open the door. Confidently.
What does Malleus look like, Alfie?
Ooh, I'm imagining tiefling. Is tiefling doable?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sort of well dressed and lithe and tall, with very dark eyes that are very like bright, like beetle eyes that sort of shiny. Oh, in fact, now I'm thinking very insect like in a lot of like sort of tiefling, but a bit insectoid.
Nice. Yeah. Just like sort of slight clicking in the way they move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And horns are almost like a stag beetle.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That's very cool.
I want to make fan art of this moment.
Yes. Karen, if you're listening.
What's their attire?
Sort of like a fancy suit, really nicely dressed.
Mm. Which, especially in the way that the room is decorated as well, there's definitely, like, whilst everything else felt like, you know, a bit of a factory, a bit of a workspace, this feels plush in here. Like, there is a large bearskin rug across the floor. The furnishings have got, like, red velvet draped across them with like gold leaf on the handles. That even the desk he's at is sort of plush and just ridiculously extravagant for the space that you've just walked through. And he sat on one side of the desk, and across from them is a sort of a mahogany skinned human, sort of a dumpy looking guy, slightly sweaty, but wearing lots and lots of rings. And Alfie, you don't know them, you don't recognize them in the slightest. But as you step on in, Malleus just drapes a bit of fabric over something that they were looking at on the main table.
Ooh. Did we get a glimpse of what it was?
Make a perception check.
By the way, in case it wasn't clear, I've left Aggie outside.
Do you know what I assumed? I assumed.
I mean, that's a natural 20, but so...
Ooh,
18.
Nice.
X-ray vision.
I rolled a 15, so 17.
Nice. Yeah, so you both caught just a brief look. It just looked like a stone rod.
A stone rod?
Probably about sort of a meter and a half in length.
Ooh, big.
And it had carvings along it, a pattern of carvings, but... You know, obviously without a closer look, you wouldn't be able to see what it was, but that's what they had in front of them. And yeah, Malleus looks you both over. Is, sorry, Pellegrini. Should we conclude business then? You happy to take it as it is? And the other sort of dumpier person is like, well, it's a good deal for me, and I will happily remove it for you. Sort of walks over, picks it up. Malleus nods ahead, and they wrap the rod together. This other guy picks it up, hooks it over his shoulder, and just starts walking out past you both. Turns right at the end and goes, if any more business comes up, I'll be in contact. And then turns and leaves. Malleus, looking at the two of you. What, Flash?
I brought them back. Thought they might be useful.
Come in, Alfie.
Hello.
Just stares at you.
Oh dear. The book is in code. I wrote it in code. I can be useful.
You were being useful, and then you weren't very useful, Alfie.
No, I wasn't, was I?
What happened?
This is something of a pattern with me, I'll be honest. I'm useful for a while, and then I make a mistake and everything goes a bit, well, I believe the phrase is tits up.
It's an understatement.
Shut the fuck up, Flash. Tits up is one thing, Alfie. But this was on purpose.
Ooh. Yes, it was rather, wasn't it?
A mistake we can deal with. But this was panic, wasn't it?
I'm rather good at panic.
Yeah. What have you got to say for yourself, then?
I keep having the instinct to say sorry, but I honestly don't think I am. Oh, dear.
And again, those sort of glassy beetle eyes.
Oh, dear.
Just stare you down.
Oh, no.
If you want to carry on working with us, we're going to have to pay some kind of penance.
I thought that might rather be the case.
So?
Do you have the book? I can translate some of it.
Yeah. You're going to have to get to work, obviously.
Yes.
Which finger?
Oh. I'm rather attached to all of them.
Orin's just pulling out a book, by the way, just FYI.
Mm-hmm. From his pocket?
From his pocket.
Yeah, okay.
Just a book. That the audience would recognise.
No, I understand that.
And a pen.
But,
And writing in the book.
If you want to carry on working with us, obviously you have to prove to us that you're willing to do that. And I'll let you choose the finger. You're the crafter. You're my alchemist. So which finger is the most useless is what I would suggest.
And I get to see the book right after, and the box it was in, it's got some important ingredients in.
Yeah, you'll get the whole lot. You can sit in the next room, you can start getting to work.
Right away?
Right away.
Well, I'm left-handed, so I suppose one of the other ones?
I mean,
I do rather need that box and book back. I did rather promise. Yes, I guess the little finger.
All right, hand out then on the table.
Oh dear. Where can I see the book? It would help rather.
And he turns around to a small cupboard behind him.
Just to get through.
He carries on, and yeah, he pulls out the tea caddy, sets that down on the table.
Oh, man. Orin finishes writing what he was writing in the book, if he may.
Yeah, what was Orin writing in the book?
Get in here now, in a note which he's addressed to Juna, and he finishes writing his note.
Amazing. So Juna, outside, as the four of you are sort of gathered in an alleyway waiting for some sort of signal, suddenly in the cobblestones in front of you, like scratched into the floor in Orin's writing, is this message. Like you can almost see him like like it writes itself out in front of you on the cobbles.
Can I try and message Orin back? I don't know if he's too far away, but we'll soon see. To be like, where inside do we need to come?
Yep. Yeah, I'll say that the message gets through.
Cool.
Do I get a chance to reply?
Yeah.
So I'll just say, inside, through the barn, long room, lock gate, door on the left. Was it on the left?
Oh, no.
This door was on the left, yeah.
Yeah, door on the left. Gate isn't actually locked. Hurry.
Cool. Juna says, let's go.
As he sort of puts down the tea caddy, he then turns around and just pulls a knife out of his... out of his pocket, hands it over to you, like offers it out to your left hand.
Oh,
to who? Offers it to who?
To Alfie.
To Alfie. Sorry. Okay.
I mean, my hand's shaking a little bit. Would you help? Is that
shank him? I was gonna. Are we doing anything, or is this?
Yeah, so that's the situation upstairs. First of all, Orin, are you doing anything in the room?
Sorry, who is Alfie asking to help them?
The, Malleus.
Okay.
And he just shakes his head.
Oh, dear. Can't see if there's something useful I can do other than cut my finger off.
No, me too.
Everybody outside, you leap into action. What are you doing?
Akili will grab Gaius, cast Fly on himself and Gaius. Then Akili is going to fly towards the door, turn, and put his arms up and go feet first through the window. And fly.
Amazing.
Fly
amazing.
And dash through the window.
Juna is going to do the exact same with her and Carhilda. And
oh my gosh, we are so elite right now. This is awesome.
Special arms.
We are like SWAT team. Yeah.
No, sorry, I don't have a fourth level spell slot left.
Oh no.
I can only do it to one person, so I won't do that. We'll go.
Do it to yourself. Do it to yourself, because then I can jump and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carhilda can leap in. Yeah,
I'm pretty dexy.
Does Carhilda say that?
Yeah, Juna, you fly, I'll follow.
All right. So she does it to herself.
Just as a quick check, are you going through a ground floor window?
Oh, snap. It's upstairs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were upper windows. They went upstairs, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Orin said upstairs. And
gosh, how many floors?
It's just a two-floor, like a ground floor, first floor situation.
Yeah, same applies. You'll fly up, flip over, and feet first through the window, flying.
Amazing.
Does Guy go with him?
I was a top!
Following closely after. And Gwendolyn, can you make a very quick... are you going to try and get up to that?
I'm going to try and like shimmy up a drain pipe and follow.
Great.
Yeah, can you just make a very quick acrobatics check then for me, please?
10.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 4.
It takes you a short while, but like you do start like, yeah, climbing up the outside of this.
I'm still like feeling a bit like groggy from the booze.
Yeah.
I'm coming. Oh, alcohol sweats.
So Alfie, yeah, as you're like sort of looking to Malleus for help, looking at this knife, looking at the tea caddy there in front of you, looking at your hands, there is a smash of glass behind you, and suddenly Enkidu and Gaius into the room, Juna straight afterwards.
Also feet first for flavour.
Should we roll initiative real quick?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yes.
Can we please do like some sort of acrobatics check just to see how cool we land in the room?
Welcome, but that risks failing.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, exactly. Oh no.
No.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
So, 25 to 20.
I got a 22.
Ooh.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
Nice one, Alfie.
Very slick, Alfie.
Very out of character.
Yeah. The stakes are high for Alfie at the moment, though.
Yeah.
20 to 15.
15 for Juna.
15 for Juna. 15 to 10.
14.
Oh, nice. Gaius here. 10 to 5.
I've rolled an 8 for initiative.
I got an 8 as well.
Cool. 8 and 8.
I think my dex is higher, so I'll be...
Mm-hmm. And Orin, what did you get?
Yeah, I rolled a natural 1 for a 3.
Oh, no.
I think Orin is slightly paralysed by, like, watching the unfolding, impending loss of Alfie's finger and just being a bit like, and is just kind of frozen slightly in space and doesn't quite know what to do now.
Mm-hmm. So, Alfie, people have just arrived into the room behind you. You are feeling suddenly energized. You're like, yeah, this is a good group of people to be with.
Okay, well, that rather changes things, doesn't it? I'm going to grab the box.
Nice. Yeah, and you do, straight away, leap forward, like, snatch it off of the table. You've got the tea caddy in your hands.
Yes.
Can I bonus action disengage? Cause goblin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which is useful. And I'm going to pull another vial of many things from my bag. In fact, two vials, smash them together, and then use them to cast spider climb. And my hands are now sticky, and I'm going to wipe them on my feet as well. And just climb down the side of the building.
Yes.
So, out the window.
Snatch the tea caddy, like, push past everybody else, and suddenly, Gwendolyn, you just see this goblin suddenly, like, boom, 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 boom,
oh,
sticky,
no.
Sticky, sticky, out the window.
It's rather complicated. Okay.
Juna, it's your turn.
I am going to fly after Alfie.
Cool. So yeah, storm into the room. Storm straight out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
Retreat storm.
Cool, cool, cool. Are you going to try and grab Alfie on the way out, or...?
Sort of catch up to Alfie and sort of Juna up alongside them, like, oh!
Nice.
You've got the caddy, have you? So basically what she wants to do when, like, is to check that the stuff is in the caddy still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also ensure that Alfie does not make off with it.
Ah, I see, I see. I'll give you an action to check inside the caddy, if you like. Basically use your action, you open it up, sort of think about all of the different things that you know are in there, and mm-hmm. Yeah, you do, and you realise you can pull all of those out, including the book. The book is still in the caddy.
Cool.
Good.
Just see the panic on Robbie's face. Like,
oh god, I'm gonna have to burn this all down.
Yeah. Amazing. Gaius, what are you doing?
Where is Mal?
So he's currently directly behind a desk. He's like the opposite side of the desk to everybody else, at the far end of the room.
Cool.
Like the room itself is only like 20 feet long, maybe 30 feet long and narrow, but yeah, no, that's where they are.
Okay. Guy is going to whip out his lute, play a lovely strum, and then all of a sudden everyone's ears just pop and I've cast silence in the whole room. So now there is not a single sound in that room.
Nice. Cool. You can see Malleus swearing, but nothing is...
Because the room is a 20-foot, I presume.
Yeah, oh yeah, like a silence would basically fill up all of the space.
Great, okay.
Does anyone save against that, or is that just... That's just it, it's just silence.
That's just it.
Just a pocket of silence.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is...
So no...
No magic.
So the whole room's in it. So no magic that involves verbal components.
Yeah, all thunder damage, and thunder damage is immune, but it means that nobody can hear what's going on in the room.
Mm.
Obviously, they'll have heard smashed glass, but like...
Good.
From that point.
Shout.
Are you moving anyway, Gaius? Are you leaving? Are you...
I have got an idea. Is there any... I want to stay close to near enough to the window. I want to see what Mal does. Basically, can I ready my like movement for like if Mal goes around one side of the desk, I want to go around the other side of the desk.
You can't technically ready movement, unfortunately. You can only ready an action.
Fine.
You've already taken an action.
That's my action, so I will just... I know, I'll go against the door. I'll go and stand against the door.
Cool.
And like wedge my foot against it.
And you fly over there as well, because obviously Enki just cast fly on.
Wait,
so yeah.
Like, Can I fly?
Yeah, yeah, you've flown into the...
That's freaking cool. Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to fly up, and then my foot's going to be pressing on the top left corner of the door then, or whatever.
Amazing. So you're like pressed against the ceiling, like holding the door closed with your foot.
Yeah, just like, yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. Gwendolyn, it's your turn.
I'm going to peek up to see what's happening and kind of like, I suppose, go to put my head in and say like, let's go, but then can't hear any voice. So she just does like a thumb pointing like, let's get out of here, and like mimes grab Orin.
Nice. Is anybody looking at Gwendolyn when she does that? Actually, from Gaius's viewpoint, I can imagine you are.
He'll just be like, give a massive thumbs up.
Yeah, and Enkidu obviously stood right by the window. You would have noticed like some movement out of your periphery.
Mm.
She's going to use her movement to start going back down.
Nice. Enkidu, it's then your turn.
How far is Orin from me?
Oh, like 5-10 feet. Really not far at all.
I give Mal a look, and I put the blade across my neck as if to threaten, like, and I point it at him, and I go to grab Orin and fly back out the window.
Nice. Orin, do you let this happen?
Well, I'm currently Flash.
But obviously everybody knew that you were Flash going in.
Is anyone else left in the room?
Apart from Gaius holding the door closed, no.
Holding the door closed from which side?
From inside of the room, basically to stop either, I'm assuming, anyone getting in or out.
Yeah.
So Gaius is still in the room?
Yeah, but he can fly.
But he can fly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Orin is gonna then struggle quite a bit.
Acting.
And... Oh, I don't know if... I can't do anything other than struggle quite a bit.
Would
cool.
you allow no. this retcon to say that I can, like, have my blade against his throat if he's struggling? Because I can see... I know it's Orin, but he's in disguise. Is that... Or have I had my turn, and I'm happy for that not to work.
Is it to try and, like, create the performance
I've taken
with
the hostage,
Orin,
yeah.
That you've taken the hostage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Orin, are you threatened by that, or do you understand what that is? Actually, Orin, make a very quick insight check.
Okay.
Because I'm happy for that to happen.
9.
Nine? So, again, it's Enkidu's gestures.
Okay.
I hope, I think this is a play pretend putting a knife to my throat.
Orin will play pretend struggle, but ultimately go with it.
Mm-hmm. And immediately afterwards, it is then Orin's turn. So as sort of like exit the window, if you did want to do anything, you'd still have a good view.
Okay, so Orin, as we sort of exit the window, Orin is going to say to Enkidu, can we hover here for one sec till Guy's out? And he's going to prep, if he may, as an action, to throw in his bottled smoke into the room.
Nice.
Nice.
As soon as Guy has left.
Fantastic. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It is then Malleus's turn. And he reaches under the table, like pulls out a massive greatsword with two hands.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of looks about the room at like what has just happened. A moment ago he had a knife out offering it to Alfie, and now Alfie is gone. There's smashed glass everywhere, and the only person that he can see to go for is Gaius. So he's gonna leap onto the table and just try and swing this greatsword up at you, Gaius.
Okay.
So he makes two attacks with it. One of them is a 17 and the other one is a 15.
Both hit.
So that is.
I mean, I'm a little bit of. I mean, it's a long sword, to be fair.
A great sword, even bigger.
Bugger.
So you take 23 points of slashing damage altogether.
23.
That is from two swings. He leaps, like, gets you once, sort of like that runs along your side, and then he swings up again across, like, the front of your thighs.
Okay.
But then. Alfie, it's your turn.
Oh no. has anyone got a weapon other than the enemy? Does anyone have a physical weapon?
I've got a couple of daggers next
that
to
they
me.
Are likely to use.
Oh.
No.
I
thought you meant to give you.
Oh no, I'm terrible with weapons.
Just to be clear, I can fly, guys, and there's an exit, so keep that in mind.
Opportunity attack.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't kill you.
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, it hurt, but I'm doing okay.
Bloody hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get further down the building because I'm not that fast.
Absolutely, yeah. Just with your normal movement, you definitely reach the ground and can start running.
And I will hold a flaming sphere for Guy getting out of the building.
Amazing.
Because we did promise we'd burn this building down.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, Juna, it's your turn.
Juna is going to follow Alfie, pick out of the tea caddy of holding the fire battery, and just sort of shoot Alfie a wink and just stand next to them.
Oh, well, that looks rather fun.
Oh, God. Gaius, it's your turn.
Okay, so he's now moved away from the desk, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything on the desk?
There's some paperwork. A couple of books here and there.
Okay, Guy is going to fly to the desk and like sweep across it, all those papers and books and things into his hands, grasp them to his chest, and fly towards the door as fast as he can.
Amazing. As you sort of just leave Malleus's space, he's going to make another swing at you, which is another 15 to hit.
Hits.
So that is... it's only 8 points of damage, that one.
Okay.
Just getting you across the back as you sort of, like, slide across the table. But then, yeah, you're out of the window.
Orange chucks in the bottled smoke.
Amazing. And suddenly, yeah, like, pouring out of the window is smoke billowing out where this bottle has entirely filled the room.
As he comes out, he's, like, stuffing those papers and books into his satchel.
Fantastic.
With, like, blood dripping down his hands all along his arms.
I'm going to throw a whole bunch of vials.
Alfie, launch a flaming sphere. Are you putting it straight back in that room as well?
I'm going to try and slam it into Malleus.
Amazing, yeah. So, yeah, you've like sort of dialed enough back to get a bit of a view.
So it's a dex save.
A dex save for Malleus. That is just a 10 altogether.
Oh, that's
so
a fail.
It's a fail.
Oh, and I rolled double sixes on the d6s, so that's 12 fire. Yes.
Very nice.
Except I made them a tiefling, so they're resistant to fire.
That's so funny.
I mean, it could be worse. You could have made them a fire elemental or something.
Oh, God,
like,
Ganashi fire.
Ganassi, fire Ganassi. Delicious meal.
Oh, do I do extra damage with fire?
Ooh.
Do I do extra damage with fire?
Oh, I think you probably
think
do, don't you?
Where are we?
Is that a goblin tree?
No, alchemical savant.
Oh,
fire.
Sweet.
Yeah, fire, necrotic, poison, or acid. An extra 5.
Very cool, very cool. Still, that is some fire damage done to the tiefling. Juna, are you also launching in the fire elemental at the same time?
Alfie, do you want to do the honours?
Yeah.
Can I give it to Alfie to do?
Absolutely, yeah.
Orin, are you all right with the battery going?
Yeah, I think we learned it didn't work too well trying to release them.
Alfie, you do the honours.
Can we do that as your action? Because I just used
mine. Just for flavour.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, let's... I don't know what this is, but it looks explosive. Let's do that.
So, yeah, you Juna hands you this car battery-sized glass cylinder filled with some kind of, like, fiery energy bouncing back and forth. I mean, it looks very exciting.
Oh no.
The elemental will probably love it in there.
Launch it back up through the window, and the explosion rockets out. Like, you can almost see the walls buckle slightly around the side. Like, a massive plume of fire billows out from the window, and the entire roof catches on flame.
Oh my.
And then I'm assuming you all just turn tail and run.
Run.
Yes!
Maybe we should open the door for the horses. No, never mind.
Fly, you fools.
You sort of run forward. Orin runs back, flings open one of the doors, carries on running. And yeah, they're right. You hear the whinnies and neighs of two escaping horses.
We're not terrible people.
We can't kill any more horses in this podcast.
No more killing animals.
I don't want that to be my DM trait, is that horses die near me.
Your DM trait is that people die near you. Don't
people and animals die.
Everything dies.
But you all manage to run away. You run and you run and you run.
Run away.
Right to the edge of the city as well, and right to the edge of all of the buildings. And you all stop and breathe, just looking out at fields beyond.
I don't think we're getting the second spoon from that town, are we?
No, I feel like this is another city we can't come back to.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. It happens to us anyway.
Rustle the sequel.
It's most cities that we end up in.
Yeah, we sort of have had a bit of a habit of setting places on fire as well, to be honest.
Oh, you too? Oh, that's reassuring in a way.
Yeah, maybe we can find a way of sneaking back in and getting that other spoon. Or maybe not.
I mean, I will be leaving town, at least.
Where are you going to go, Alfie?
Oh, literally no idea.
Oh.
I'll find a road and walk, I suppose.
Well, you know, we sometimes swing around Vernac Rise, so, you know, if you're ever in town that end, like, just give us a shout.
Okay, Vernac Rise, I'll write that. Oh, I've got my book back, I can write that down now.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. Oren will watch Alfie write in their book to see their unusual code language.
Alfie, before you leave.
Oh, yes.
Might not be in a position to ask for this, but may I have the map of the other laboratories that you worked on?
Oh, yes. It was just the fungi. Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite nearby. If the fire spreads, it might not be an issue.
Were there other locations? Was that the last one?
That was the last lab. The others were, I think, something to do with the hex, as they call themselves. Yes, I have the map. I don't know if this is much use to you, but I have a bit of information about what I was using. I nearly got it to work. How to counteract this frosting stuff. It's my own language. You'll have to figure that one out if you're sticking around. Take a little while for me to translate it.
It's okay there, Alfie. I am a very skilled artificer. I will work it out. Do not worry.
It's in the blood, you see.
From a long line of artificers.
Oh, really? Anyone I'd heard of?
No.
Fair enough. Probably not, actually.
Albert Einstein? You may have heard of him.
Oh, that is familiar.
Are you giving us a page of your book?
Yes, I think maybe you can do more good with it than I can.
Well, I'd be honoured to take it off you, if that's right. A page?
Yes. You'll have to translate it, but I'm sure you could.
That's fine, I'm sure I can figure it out. Sixes and nines.
It's not quite finished, but...
Okay.
I was nearly there.
B's and P's are swapped.
Yes, they get all ever so confused.
Yeah, we'll figure it
and
out.
And Q's, never quite got the hang of Q's.
Oh, no, I've never seen the point of Q's. I just sort of miss them. Well, apart from in my surname, that's quite an important one. But sometimes when I'm just in a rush, like, I just miss it out. Like, if there's a U and then some other letters, there was probably a Q at the start anyway, so, you know.
It all gets a bit jumbled sometimes.
Yeah.
Spelling, never my strong point.
You're obviously just good at the mixing things and the...
It was all a bit more instinctual, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry for all the trouble I've caused.
You don't need to be sorry. Trouble seems to follow us around, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I do know that feeling.
Yeah. In which case, we're sorry to you.
Well, I have a knife now, so I'm sure I'll be just fine on the road.
Maybe stick to the shadows a bit and don't let anybody get their hands on that book.
No, I think some portions of it may need burning.
Excellent idea. You're so good with fire.
Oh, it does tend to result. Yes, it's not intentional. I usually. It's been a bit of a day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly has.
Yeah.
Before we go our separate ways, should we all have a cup of Twain Tide?
Oh, yeah. That'd be lovely. Can Oren just, at some point just while they're having a Twain Tide, if they are, just slightly take Alfie to one side, just ever so slightly, and just go, you haven't heard of anyone called Zara in the Hex, have you, ever?
I assume not.
No, you haven't.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
I'm not very good with people.
Okay.
So people don't tend to talk to me about people.
No, okay, fair enough. You're good with your fingers and your chemicals, though, and the
yes, and I've got 10.
All of them there.
I've got all of them still. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, That was exciting. Sorry, I panicked a bit in there and didn't really know what to do.
No, me neither. I was about to cut off a finger, quite frankly.
Yeah. No, I was going to try and not let that happen, but I couldn't quite figure out how.
I've got this really handy thing where I can push people away when they're attacking me, but I can't do that on myself. That could get messy.
Oh, that was a great moment of distraction with the door, though, downstairs. That was...
Yes! It can be quite genius. Distracting, people tell me.
Oh, yeah. No, me too, sometimes, I think. It's been nice meeting you. I don't suppose you want a page. You gave me a page from your book. Do you want a page from this book? And Orin will pull out the Alchemy Beginner's Guide book.
Yes, why not?
Flick through and see if there's any pages that take the eye.
Anything about putting out fires?
Is there anything about putting out fires in the Beginner's Book of Alchemy, David?
Yeah, I'll say that there is a kind of like fire smothering type.
Health and safety.
Yeah, like a fire extinguisher potion.
Amazing.
Type of a thing that you can throw in. That's in there somewhere. Because assumedly a lot of beginner alchemists will be setting fire to things.
Yeah, it's going to be a key thing. It's probably page one. Orin will rip it out the book. Oh, here you go. Oh, it was right at the start, under read this first before anything else. Sorry, I didn't read it earlier. I should have probably read that before I made the smoke. But anyway.
No one ever showed that to me either. Maybe someone should have.
Maybe someone else had ripped it out of your book as well. Oh, that's why you didn't have it.
Oh, yes.
Here you go.
But I will keep this safe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been nice meeting someone else who's... I don't mean this as an insult, but a little bit like me.
I don't think that's an insult.
Most people would take it that way.
Okay. I don't know why.
I do like your goose ever so.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, she's cool, isn't she? Aggie, look, go and see Alfie.
Oh, and look, the tea's still hot. Mm-hmm. Remarkable.
Oh, yeah, she's got, look, gas burners underneath. And she can fly with them as well. And it keeps the tea warm, you see.
As they're having this exchange, I'll join Alfie and I'll just whisper in their ear, wherever your path takes you, stay away from the Lake Ward. All right?
Lake
Ward? Yeah, northwest of here.
What's in there?
You'd really would not want to know.
I'm going to trust you on that one.
Okay. You keep on using your smarts for good. You hear?
I can't...
Don't let people dupe you into things that you know aren't really for the betterment of others.
I will try. I promise. I cross my heart and really hope not to die.
Well, if I've learned anything about you, Alfie, you're a terrible liar, so I'm going to believe you're telling the truth. And I just pat them on the shoulder. And as I leave them, I'm going to whisper so no one can hear, leave them alone. And just rejoin the others.
To who? Who are you whispering that to?
To the mainframe.
Oh, I get you. I was like, sorry, yeah. I don't understand who we're whispering to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, after sort of Juno prepares a round of tea for everybody, you sit, you have a moment, and then eventually you all start packing up your stuff, deciding whether or not you're going to be going further out, whether or not you want to head back into Medrivane. But Alfie kind of, like, gets their stuff too, because everybody a nod and turns and walks away.
Oh no, before Alfie walks away, Juno's going to give them a big hug and say, like, someone along the line has told you that you are not good with people, and I could not disagree with that more. It's been a pleasure setting things on fire with you, Alfie.
Thank you. I can't remember the last time I had a hug. Oh, that's rather nice.
Juno gives them another one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully see you around and set some more things on fire one day.
Yes.
So just before Alfie goes, Orin will rip a page out of his book of notes as well, and then just hand it over to Alfie and just say, if you ever need to get in touch with me, you can always just write me a note on this and I'll get it, okay?
Oh, that's rather clever.
Yeah, or maybe you can reverse engineer as well, but don't set it on fire, okay?
Just write the wrong thing. I might just have an idea
thing,
and write it down.
Use it as a scribbling. No. But if you need to get through to us, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I work out how to reverse engineer it, I'll write how to do it on it, and then Then you can do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually, isn't it? Yeah, oh, then we could both do it. That's a really good idea. But short of that, if you really need to.
Then I could have a pen pal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Well, actually, it's from a bookshop in Vernot Rise.
If there's the two artificers.
Thank you.
Goodness sake.
That's where we'll end the episode.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I like Alfie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you for having me.
Alfie is adorable.
Oh, so
we
adorable.
Love yeah. Alfie.
Would yeah. you like to do a little plug?
Oh, yes, I should do that.
Yeah, dude,
oh, yes.
Go for it.
Where can people find you, Robbie?
I'm personally on Twitter.
Yeah.
In theory, Instagram, but I don't use it, so meh. But also Flintlocks and Fireballs, a Napoleonic era D&D show. Flintlocks D&D on Twitter. We're on all of the platforms for podcasts. And our website will give you some advice on where to jump in if you don't want to start at the beginning, because there's a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
a very
good.
Handy chapter
so good.
Guide.
We got, I think, 148-ish here. Whoa, yes. So something like that.
Yeah, I've only listened to a few episodes.
More
it's
by
so
now.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on your website is also really cool, like sheets with all of your stats on as people.
Yeah, which might
is
be a...
brilliant.
Need to update the website as well, but there we go.
Robbie, before you go, I think what we should ask you to do, I think we should ask you to roll 2d6 and tell David what you roll, but don't tell me and Grace.
Yeah.
Because we each have one of your potions, but I think we should just not know what it is.
Oh, yes.
But I think it would be fun to roll it now, and then we'll just find out when we drink them.
Yeah. Drop me a message.
But David and Robbie will
I'll
know.
I'll send you what I've rolled and what
but
they
David
do.
David and Robbie will know.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn, Vicky Gaskin as Juna, and special guest Robbie Bellicom as Alfie. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all the social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Before you stop recording, Chris, can you say I fly to the window? Because you said fly to the door earlier, just so I've got something to stick in.
Sure, thanks. I fly to the door.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, I did it again. Oh, no.
Okay. It stays in.
With such
you.
Conviction. I swiftly fly to the door. I did it again.
Window.
One time. So I'm saying window.
Oh, God.
I swiftly fly to the window.
Amazing.
Nice.
Test of recording.
And that tells me I need to stop recording. Anon!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.